commissioned. So we will be revising today's Avyukta Murali. There are two Avyukta Muralis. So first Avyukta Murali we will take today, and the second Avyukta Murali we will take tomorrow. For the first time in the history of Muralis, the word angel was used by Prabhupada on 21st January 1969. You don't find the mention of the word angel anywhere before that. For the first time, the word angel was used by Avyukta Prabhupada, Vishta. Word was used for the first time in the Avyukta Murali, the first Avyukta Murali, 21st January 1969, in three places. First, Prabhupada said, this Brahma has become, or this Brahma has attained complete angelic form now. At second place, Prabhupada said, people will ask you, you used to say that Brahma, the age of Brahma is 100 years. How is it that he left the mortal coil at the age of 93? So tell them that it was about 90, it was about 100 only, and whatever is remaining he will complete in his perfect angelic form. This is the second time. And third place, Baba said, you all will become angels. So three places he used the word angel for the first time. This Avyukta Murali, though we have revised it, we will see it in a different light. Here Baba is talking with London group. So I was thinking, what is the word angel? The entire Murali is about angels. What is an angel? Who is an angel? If you go to the literature, almost all the religions have talked about angels, especially Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Judaism and Islam. These are the three major Abrahamic religions, and they all have talked about angels. Even if you go in the Sikh literature, Guru Nanak has mentioned about angels. It's mentioned in Guru Granth Sahib. If you go to Bahá'í faith, even in that Bahá'í faith, you will find the mention of angels. If you go to Parsi religion, Zoroastrianism, there also you will find the mention of angels. So, who are angels? What are angels? Why do they stay? What do they do? And if you see different religions, especially those Abrahamic religions, especially Judaism, you will find they have given names of different angels. Michael or Jibrail. In Islam also they have mentioned about Jibrail and so on and so forth. So different angels, different names. If you go to the Hebrew Bible, they have mentioned only two angels. One archangel Michael and another angel Gabriel, they call it, and also another one who dispelled Adam and Eve from that garden of Eden. So who are angels? And they are talked of as metaphysical beings. They are spiritual beings. They are messengers of God. They are protectors of humanity. They are intermediaries between man and God. They are someone who protect you. They are also different forms of angels given. So, this word angel has got so many meanings. Except in Hinduism, it is the only religion probably where the word angel is not there. In place of angels, we have some other words like devdoots. So, here, and actually, we have this. If you go to the root word, angel and devas, it's the same, somewhere. So, as I said, Baba used this word for the first time in that Avyukta Murali, and from that he has been using it for quite a long time. And there are a lot of Muralis that tell us about how to become an angel. Who is angel actually? As per the Brahma Kumari's philosophy, angel is someone who is a perfect form of human beings, who is full in all the virtues. that is an angel, or rather, it's an intermediate step. Our aim is to become a deity, and it's an intermediate step to become an angel. So this Murli, let's find out the different definitions of angels from this Murli, and you all can contribute to this. The very first thing Baba has said in this Murli, that all of you should have one awareness. What is that awareness? I am angel, I am angel, I am angel, I am angel. So bring back that awareness. What is that awareness? I am an angel, I am an angel, I am an angel. If you want to do God benediction, bring this awareness. And how you will do this? And he has mentioned so many things about it. Let's start the movie. An angel is someone who has given his heart to the comfort of the hearts. Dilaram. Angel is someone who has given his heart to that comfort of the heart. And very important thing Baba has said here. Head follows heart. Head follows heart. If your heart has gone to somebody, if gone to somebody means if you have given your heart to somebody, that means you are remembering that person, and that person is sitting in your heart. So automatically, you will start thinking about that person. Automatically, your head will follow. This is a deep philosophy behind this sentence. Head follows heart. We should not be a strict personality. The heart is somewhere and head is somewhere. Baba has said that heart, head follows heart. Wherever heart goes, head will go. Wherever feelings will go, the heart will go. So here Baba said, you have given your heart to the comforter of the heart. And because you have given, what does it mean? It means that the comforter of the heart is seated in your heart. It means that automatically, your head will also follow the heart. It means that everything, your thoughts, words and deeds, intellect, everything will go to him. All powers and everything would be for him. So the very first definition of angel is someone who has given his heart and head to that comforter of heart. Now, the next thing. When you give your heart to somebody, now no other person can come there. No other person can come. If you have really given your heart to somebody, other person cannot come. And if there would not be any margin, there would not be any door open or any window open for any other person to come. Baba said there are four doors or windows for any thought or attraction to come. The first door is thought, second is mind, second is intellect, third is words, and fourth is your sanskaras. Actions. So these are the four doors. Thoughts are accepted, okay? Thoughts. Somebody can come. Somebody's attraction. Through intellect, somebody can enter. What about words? How can somebody enter? Some attraction can come through words. So, if you are influenced, are you talking of somebody else's word? I am speaking something. So can Maya come to me through my own words? There are two aspects. One is, Baba says these are the door, windows or margin. Door, windows or margins through which no attraction or any thought can come. For an angel is someone, for him all the doors would be closed, all the windows would be closed, there would not be any margin. And these are the four things. Mind, intellect, speech and actions. So, how is it that through speech, the doors are open? How does it happen? All the four are independent doors. One is mind, of course. Then suppose I have malicious thoughts, negative thoughts or base thoughts. Maya has entered. One. Intellect, yes, intellect is not influenced. Then Maya can enter. What about speech? My speech I am talking of. What's that talking? that's what I'm saying. That's why there is some hidden meaning here. Here, that's fine. Suppose something is not in my mind, and something is not in my intellect, and still I speak it. Now this speech will be followed by thoughts. First speech, and now thoughts will follow the speech. It was not in my mind. It was not in my intellect. It has still not come in my actions. But I spoke it. I wrote. Suppose I write to somebody, I don't like you. It's not that I don't like that person, but I wrote it. Now, probably, now the thoughts will start. I really don't like that person. So first speech, and speech would be followed by thoughts, and your intellect will get engaged in that. That's why speech is an independent door for some other attraction to come. Suppose I write to some person, I love you. Okay? I like you. I love you. You are very beautiful. You are very smart. You are very handsome. And the person responds, yes, thank you. Okay? So now, the new attraction will start. So attraction has started from speech. So speech is an independent door. Speech is an independent door. In the similar manner, I am having pure thoughts. My intellect is very clean. I am having pure speech. But suddenly I do some impure action. So now thoughts will follow that action. Direct action. So sometimes, you know, you have to, when you are having all negative thoughts, by force do positive action. So that action will be followed by positive thoughts. Positive thoughts are not easy. Actually, otherwise, thoughts first and then speech and then action. But if you directly do some good action, suppose you are not feeling like you do anything, you are feeling depressed. Go and Daji Manohar Indra used to tell those junior sisters, they would come to Daji and they would say, Daji, I am feeling depressed. Daji said, go and give courses. Straight action. And now, it will be followed by changing your thoughts, metamorphosis in the thoughts. So, these are the four independent doors. So, this is somebody who has given his heart to computer of hearts. This is somebody who has given his head to computer of heads. This is somebody for whom all these doors are closed. All these windows are closed. All these margins are closed. Angel is somebody in whose heart no other person can come. Angel is somebody who will not have any such thought, any such attraction. Then, this is some definitions of an angel. Angel is somebody who is powerful. Who is powerful. Guardian angels. Angels are your guardians. Angels are your protectors. Angels protect you. In the aspect of religion of Parsi religion, Zoroastrian, they say that each person is born with a guardian angel. The religion says that wherever you will go, that angel will protect you. One person, one angel. Just fixed. 1:1 ratio. You can have many also. So, each person has an angel. So, as I said, angels are spiritual beings. Angels are metaphysical beings. Angels are someone who are not attached to this world. Angels are someone they are sent by God. Angels are someone who are messengers of God. Angels are someone who come to help the humanity. Angels are someone who are helpless, who are selfless. Angels are someone who are beyond the attractions of the world. Beyond the luxuries of this world. Angels are someone who are bodiless beings, who are desireless. Who are desireless, they live for others. And they protect others. So here Baba said angels are very powerful. Why they are powerful? Because the very healing of the Murli is become powerful like the Father in five things. Thoughts, words, deeds, nature, sanskars. What is the difference between sadhav and sanskar? Nature and sanskar. Is there any difference? What is the difference? Baba has always used them together. Sometimes he has used them separately. But here he has said five things. you become powerful like the Father, baptizing him in five things. First thoughts, second words, third deeds, fourth your nature, and fifth your sanskars. So tell me the difference between swabhav and sanskar, nature and sanskar. Sanskar, there is no English word I will say. It's impossible to translate English sanskar into English. Whatever, but that's far away. So what is the difference between swabhav and sanskar? Which is deeper, swabhav or sanskar? Swabhav is actually, none of them is superficial, both are deep only. Both are very deep. If you see, this is water level, and this is the iceberg, okay? And this is the hidden iceberg, which is deep. If this is one part, these are nine parts. In those nine parts, the superficial part is swabhav, and the deeper part is sanskar. Actually, swabhav or nature has more to do with behavior. Swabhav has more to do with habits. Sanskars are very deep. Sanskars are deep. Sanskar may not come into action, but swabhav will be revealed in the actions. Sanskar may remain hidden, like somebody has sanskar of fear. And that fear, sanskar of fear, will remain hidden for a long time. He is afraid only when knife is given in his hand. Okay? That's straight fright is there. That's sanskar. Otherwise he is fearless everywhere. But the moment you give him mic, hands start shaking. And everything what is revised and learnt is forgotten. So this was sanskar of fear was there, deep seated fear. So sanskar may not get or may get revealed in action only in particular at particular time. So sanskar is very deep, very very deep, and swabhav is also deep, but compared to sanskar, it is little superficial. So these are the two things. So because you become like the Father in your thoughts, his thoughts are unlimited, his speech is unlimited, his actions are unlimited, his nature is unlimited, his sanskars are unlimited. So make them like that. So angels are powerful. This definition of angel is mayajit. Angel is someone who is mayajit. God has given example of devil foreigners. You conduct plays. In those plays or dramas, you show somebody becomes maya, and this person comes and you create a play. How is it? That is not enough. You show in your play that maya is transformed. This is the next step, part two of the drama. You say that is not enough, that maya, somebody has become Ram and somebody has become Ravan, and somebody has become good and somebody is representing bad, and that maya is coming, you are giving him different dress, that maya is coming and your play is finished. No. You go a step ahead. Show that maya is transformed. Just as he has given one example into another example. This is the art of the supreme teacher. While explaining one thing, he is giving one example. And in that example, he is giving another example. If you look at the literature of Shakespeare, he talks like this. He explains the love of Romeo is like that. And by explaining that flower, he is again inside, he is giving another example. Simile into simile, metaphor into metaphor. This is a very higher literary skills. Baba is something like that. He could take the example of drama. In that drama, you do this. And then again in that he is giving another example. Just as your body conscious vision of lust, you transform with you into spiritual vision. This is transformation. You don't have to fight with them. You don't have to struggle with those vices. No, you just go beyond them, transcend them. Just transform them. Maya is totally transformed. Show this. So, angel is somebody who is mayajit. Then angel is somebody who says, nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. Everything belongs to him. Even I belong to him. What are his words? What are his thoughts? What are his speech and what is his action? In his mind, he says, he thinks, I am Baba's. His speech says, Baba is mine, I am my Baba's. His action says, Baba's service, my service. So this is a total surrender. Attitude of surrender. Everything you surrender unto God. This is a very beautiful Sufi story. In that Sufi story, there was a one Sufi saint. And he used to travel from one place to another. Once he goes to one place, and he sees the old lady. Old lady. She is worshipping God. He was just to see that. What she is doing, she is sweeping her house, and whatever dust is there, she is pouring all that dust over God, that statue. So he asks, what sort of worship is this? What are you doing? Why are you pouring this? She said, whatever I have with me, I just give everything to God. So it is indeed, let it be dust, let it be flowers, let it be anything. I don't want to keep anything. Everything I have, I pour over God. He said, oh, this is blasphemy. You should don't do this. Don't do this. This is irreligiousness. You should never do this. How can you pour dust and all the dust to your God? Instead of dust, they are putting flowers and they are putting something. And she's doing this religiously from so many years. Whatever garbage is there, she is taking the garbage and pouring over the statue. So he is very much offended in this thing. So the Sufi saint, he goes home. He sleeps. At night he sees a vision, a dream. In that dream, he finds himself in the court of God. Okay? It's the court of God. Darbar. And he is standing there, and it's the morning time. Sun has risen. And chirping of birds. Beautiful morning. And God is sitting there. And suddenly somebody has poured all the garbage on his head. Early morning. And he says, oh, what is... And the God is saying, oh, this lady is not going to listen. Again she has poured this. And then he waited for seeing what else come on him. He waited to see what else come on him. Because on the earth so many people are worshipping God. Many people are giving flowers and so many beautiful things in the wood and what, saints and all this. And he waited till evening. Nothing was coming on him. He said, he went to God in the evening. What happened to those devotees who were pouring other things? He said, they were just pouring with half minds. This lady is the only one who is showing the spirit of complete surrender. She is giving me everything. And that dust, that garbage came on my head. Rest of the day, nothing came. No flowers, nothing. So angel is somebody who says nothing is mine, who says no one is mine, who has no other relationship with anybody, all relationship is one. Angel is somebody who has not become brother-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law. While talking to Kumaris, God said, you Kumaris have all relationships with one. You are not got into the trap of all of these. All relationships with one. So angel is that stage of perfect surrender. Angel is that state of ultimate surrender. So this is one definition of angel. Another definition of angel means no confusion. And angel means no question. How it will be done? How can I do this? This is not the definition of angel. When you feel that he is the instrument, I am the instrument and he is making me do, you will not have all these questions. These questions are signs of weakness. Angel is somebody who is beyond all questions. Angel is somebody who is beyond all confusion. All the confusion arises because probably that stage of surrender is not there. Give everything to me. Everything whatever you have. So this is one definition of angel. Then going further, angels are those who are always on the stage. While talking with teachers, Baba said, teachers are always on the stage. Never come down, never step down from the stage. Because thousands and thousands of unlimited audience you have. Unlimited viewership. Such a huge audience is watching you. So you cannot step down from the stage. Your center is a stage. Bhagavan said, you are showpieces, display pieces of the showcase. The whole world is watching you. So, and they are watching you. They want something from you, some attendance from you. And you are, angel is somebody who is unlimited donor. Angel is somebody who is bestower of blessing. Mahadani, Vardhani. This is the definition of angel. Angel is somebody who is God's friend. Angel is somebody who is God's friend. Baba said, you are my friends. Angel is somebody who gets extra cooperation from God. Angel is somebody who gives, who gives, who gives. Who is filled with compassion. So that is the definition of angel. Angel is somebody who is stored in the treasure store of God. Baba said to Kumaris, these Kumaris are, I have preserved them here, they are invaluable jewels. Angel is somebody who is flawless diamond. Angel is somebody where mine and yours is not mixed. When you have said everything is yours, so mine is not mixed. So they are flawless diamond. Angel is somebody with invaluable jewels. Baba has kept them in the treasure store of his heart. In the treasure chest of his chest. Treasure chest is that box. So he has kept that treasure chest in his chest. In the chest of his chest. So angel is somebody who is elevated and who is great. Angel is somebody who is leading a pure lifestyle. We are talking with Kumaris. They said, these Kumaris are pure. They are leading a pure life. They are celebrated. They are glorified even in those worldly life. They are considered great. Here also they are great and not only great, elevated. Angels are double light. While talking with Kumaris, Baba said, Kumaris are double light. So they remain light. Angels are somebody who is engaged in study and service. While talking with Kumaris again, something that is the definition of angel. Angels are someone who are carefree, nischint. So if you look at the entire Murli, just keep this one word in mind. Where do I stand? In this journey of becoming angel. And study what are angels. The study of angel is known as angelology. Study of angels is known as angelology. What are angels? What do they live? How do they live? What do they eat? What do they drink? How do they interact? What is their purpose? What is their goal? And I said to double foreigners again and again, remember this. Keep this in your awareness. I am angel. I am angel. I am angel. And what is my task? I have come for world transformation. Angels are also those who are getting double sustenance. Like double sustenance is saying, you are getting double sustenance. How double sustenance? First, you are getting sustenance from God. Second, God has made special souls as instrument for you, all the bodies. So, in fact, this is double sustenance. Double light, double sustenance. So angels are those who are getting double sustenance. So this is the, so many different definitions of angels. Few will be discussed. You can go into the depth and discuss more and understand more. The next Murli we will discuss tomorrow morning. Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise yesterday's Avyakt Murli Part 2. The date is 13th January 1983. To start with, I would like to begin with a question. Have you ever heard of time machine? Have you ever heard of time machine? What is time machine or time turner? Time machine or time turner? This time machine is something which is spoken of in different novels, in books, in fictional books. Its mention has come in Dr. H.G. Wells' book Time Machine, also Doctor Who, that's another book, and most importantly it has come in the fictional science series Harry Potter. You must have heard about Harry Potter. Time Machine or Time Turner is a machine, is a small machine where you travel back into time. You go back into time. in that Harry Potter series, Hermione, Granger, the other three friends, Hermione Granger, Harry Potter, and Ron Weasley. So this Hermione Granger, this girl, she gets the time machine from the Ministry of Magic. And with that, she is able to travel back into time. To go back into time. And she was given that because she was absent during her first year in that school of, Hogwarts school. So, she is to make up that her absence. So, time machine is something which takes you back into time. And in that series, it is shown that she can go into back into the time and stay in that time for 5 hours at a time. 5 hours at a time. So, time machine is such a thing. So, at one place, she and Harry and she, they both go back into time and they do, and they save certain people from death. So, this is the concept of time machine. And a lot of researches have been done on this. This is not in existence, but a lot of scientists are working on that. That someday it might come into existence, that if you press that button, or if you move and turn around, then you can go back into time. Yeah, they show this concept is there, but in existence it has not come yet. And I don't know whether it will come or not. So this is the concept which is known as time machine. What is spiritual time machine? Now this is the next question. Baba teaches us, or Baba has given us spiritual time machine. By that spiritual time machine, you can go back into past. You can see everything that has happened in the past. So this concept is known as, maybe somebody can take a class on this, spiritual time turner or spiritual time machine. Time travel, going back into time. So this Abhishek Murli, Baba has focused on two things. First thing is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari, or to become spinner of the discus of self-realization. So we will discuss today everything about Sudarshan Chakra. What is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari? What is to become spinner of this discus of self-realization? So many, many points could come into this. So let's begin the discussion. To be Sudarshan Chakradhari means to see oneself. To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means to see one's all births. To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means to see the entire cycle of 5,000 years. To become spinner of the discus of self-realization means to see each and every birth that we have become. This is the meaning of the word Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan means to see oneself. To spin this discus of self-realization. So, we will discuss few different meanings of this word Sudarshan Chakra. To be Sudarshan Chakradhari means what? So what is your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this? To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means? Sushil Bhai, means what? Tell me about 21 different definitions of Sudarshan Chakradhari. To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means, one I told, to see oneself, to see all the births. What is the other different definition? No, that is different. To go home is different. No. Baba said yesterday, to know all the births. One is to see, one is to know all the births. Other is to know the horoscope. This horoscope, Janmapatri, of entire 84 births. To know the horoscope of 5,000 years. This is the another definition of Sudarshan Chakradhari. Other thing is to know the travel, the journey of the soul, right from the first birth till the last birth. So, to know the original previous sanskar and to know the present sanskar. To know the sanskar of each and every birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know samskaras, to know the nature of the soul, to know the downfall and the rise of the soul of the 5000 years, is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then, yes, there are so many things. Just start. To know our part in all the 84 births. Baba said, you are playing hero parts in all your births. So to know our hero parts in all the 5000 years. This is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Our first birth, greatest and elevated part. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, what part you had, what nature you had, what kingdom it was. If you have not seen the beginning, you have not seen anything. If you have not seen the beginning, you haven't seen anything. Do you have the thought of going back to home? No. You want to go here first. So you have to come here. So, to know the first birth, to know the last birth. To know the importance of the first birth, to also know the importance of the last one. Because last birth is also very valuable. So, to know the beginning, all the samskaras of the on this planet Earth for the first time, that is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know that kingdom is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the form of the soul is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the samskaras of the soul is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the elevated and the great part, to know the nature, to know the history and geography, is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the Sutta Pradhan nature is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Yeah? To know this struggle, to know the 8 plus 1 plus 12, total 21 births, 21 plus 21 plus 42, total 84 births. To know all the 84 births, 8 plus 1 plus 12 plus 21 plus 42, now that total 84 births. To know all the 84 births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the speciality of each birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the elevated part of each birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know our part as a hero throughout is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then what else? To realize all the five forms, how the soul was in the incorporeal world, how the soul was in the golden age, and how what happened to the soul in the flesh, and what is the soul now. To know each one in detail is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then what else? To know from cottage all our wanderings is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To also know, now comes the negative aspect, all the sinful activities you did. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, all your 84 births, you had elevated part, you had special part, you were hero actor, and the basis of all that is this invaluable life. So, this is the basis. Now, but from proper age, Baba has also said in the Sakar Murlis, you have loads of sin on your head. You have burden of sin on your head. Though you, on one side, you worship only, in the temple, they still worship you. If you see, they are worshipping you. But at the same time, here you started doing bhakti. To know the part from corporation till now is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know all the sins. This is why it is important to know the sins. Because if you know the sins, then you will understand what is the point in doing. Because I committed sins and what was the result? Sorrow, suffering, unhappiness. I will again commit the same thing if I do not know this. If I know this, this is the act of body consciousness. So this is the total journey from soul consciousness to body consciousness to again soul consciousness and to God consciousness. So these are the four words. Body, soul consciousness, body consciousness, soul consciousness and God consciousness. So this is the journey to know all this, all the four things. All the four stages, all the four things is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Now, what else? What else to become Sudarshan Chakradhari? To know all the wanderings, all the education system. What we used to study here, what we started study from Kalpurush till the end of Kali Yuga. And now what you are studying now? Now what you are studying? You are studying the elevated version from God, which you never want to study throughout the 5000 years. The thing is, to know our relationships. What were our relationships here? Our relationships here with other human beings or deities. Here we were related with human beings with human beings. Here our relationship is with God. To know the relationship of 24 births, 24 births, is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Relationship. To know the different activities, to know the different actions. Akarma. Here it is Vikarma. Here it is Sukarma. Here it is neutral karma, neutral actions. Here they are bad or sinful actions. Here they are elevated actions. To know this is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then, that is it. Soul consciousness, then body consciousness, then soul consciousness, then God consciousness. All the four stages. Then, four. To know the story of 84 births, to know this entire story, then what is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari? Rise and fall, we said. Then, what else? See everything from here. What we did, look at this. We carried out so many pilgrimages, yatras. To know all the yatras, to all know all the wanderings, to know all the scriptures. We knew from here who wrote those scriptures. To know the entire history. How we were elevated and how we gradually fell down. To know the history of the vices. How the vices entered. How we were here, this birth. And then from here, what started? How the vice entered, what was the greatest vice that entered here, and how that vice became so prominent, so strong here, and so we got into the grip of that vice. How we became God, how we became God, what was the concepts about God, we think that He is everywhere, He is omnipresent, He is, we started worshipping all the five elements. What was our conception about God here? To know everything is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Keep on, Baba always said, to keep on churning, churn this knowledge, and to spin this discuss all the time. Keep on thinking. And because you are thinking all this, you are actually going back into time. It is a sort of spiritual time machine. You are going back and you are understanding everything. So you cannot commit the same thing which you have done here. I will tell you a very, very good story. This story comes in Jain literature. In the group of sannyasins Mahavir had, there was one sannyasin who was earlier a king, and he became a sannyasi, this Mahavira. Now this person, this young man who was earlier a king, and he used, they had very tedious day schedule, and they had lot of hardships as regards tapasya. So this person was like totally frustrated in that group of sannyasis, because they had to sleep on a hard bed. For eating they had just fruits and vegetables, no delicacies, nothing, no relation to life. And then again his mind was assailed by lustful thoughts. So he used to think to go back to the world. In that group of sannyasins, he used to think that I should go back and I should get married or whatever. So one day, Mahavira came to that person, to that sannyasin, and he told that person, said, see, I am very frustrated, what should I do? I have tried to do everything whatever you do. I have tried to do ahimsa, I have tried to maintain brahmacharya, but it is not possible for me to maintain brahmacharya. My mind is full of lustful thoughts, what should I do? So Mahavira tells him or gives him something which is known as Jati Smaran. Jati Smaran is remembering all the past birth. So Mahavira takes him into his previous births and shows him whatever he has done in the previous births. How he was married, he used to love a woman, he married, and what a hell his life had become after that marriage, post-marriage. He shows him everything, all the births. He married so many times, and every time his life was hell. So the only importance of knowing the previous birth or rebirth is to know the same mistake. Now again you are rushing to that same woman. You are again going after the same person who were responsible for so many sorrows and sufferings or whatever. But man's mind is strange. He runs after a woman. Or woman runs after a man. It's not the question of man or woman. They run after each other. This is yet another great story. It's not written in Bible, but it's known. God made man for the first time on earth. First day, man was made. First he made everything. Earth and these mountains and rivers and this and that and so many things in Christian literature they say. And then ultimately man was made. So man was made and he said, I am alone, I want companion. God said, but I don't have any material left because every material is used. Earth is used, water is used, fire is used, and air is used, and sky is used. With all those materials I have made you. Then he said, no, I want companion. I cannot do without a companion. Please give me some companion. So God is in a dilemma. So he thinks, okay, I will think. So he creates a woman, a new person, and he takes the light from the moon. He takes the arrogance of the peacock, and he takes the sweet voice of the parrot. And like that, he takes help of different things. He takes the melody from the nature, and a woman is created. Okay, because man was restless, he wanted a companion. So woman is created, and then they live together. After 7 days, that man is frustrated. He says, I don't want her. She takes him back. She is horrible. Because she is sweet, but at the same time, when she speaks, abuses, I can't tolerate her. Please take her back. So, God says, okay, I will take her back. So she is taken back. But, then again now he started missing her. He says, I want her now. Because I am missing her. Because he stayed with her for 7 days, no matter how bad she was, but I want her. Please, again he prays to God, please give me back, give me back, give me back, I want her. Because now I also understood that even though she was bad, but still I loved her. Please give her back. So God gives her back. So she comes back, again he is frustrated. The moment she is there, now God says, I will not interfere. You will have to manage her. Please take care. Whatever you have to do, you do now. I am not going to take back. And from that day onwards, this is going on and on and on. So this is a fictitious story which is told. So, we will come back to our topic. This is the 84 births. To know the horoscope of 84 births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know whatever we did in all the births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. How do you develop Vairag? Any idea? Unless Sandeep somebody shows what he did here and the result was sorrow, that is the only way to develop Vairag. Otherwise, how will you develop Vairag? You want to test everything. All the wise people don't consider lust as sin. They enjoy. People don't think that anger is vice. But if you want to get yesterday's Murli, first Murli Baba said, Maya should be transformed. The nature of the Maya should be transformed. Once you leave the hell of lust, you will develop the Vairag for it. Once you leave the hell of anger, once you pass through the hell of attachment, once you, so much restlessness when somebody is attached to somebody. When you pass through that hell of greed, then you develop Vairag for money and everything. So, how you need to do it here? Because you are already gone. Baba has said, you have gone, look at this. You are here, you were here, you were here, you were here, you were here. Some, you don't know what you were. Probably you were that Duryodhan. Who had done everything. Probably you are that Dushyasan. So many times. In the previous births. Yudhishthira narrates the story. The man was there. And he used to harass his wife too much for lust. That mother came in Gyan, and then that person came after her to the center, created a lot of commotion, and Yudhishthira had asked, or Daji probably, I don't know the entire exact story, but it was like Daji had said, who is Dushyasan amongst this gathering? And he felt ashamed, because he was doing this, what this man is doing. He was Dushyasan. And from that moment, he changed himself. So when you know that you had done all these things in the previous birth, and then you realize more, what is the point of doing it again? Again and again doing the same mistake. Again and again committing the same blunder. Same Himalayan blunders. And we came to sorrow, we came to suffering, we came to frustration, we came to misery, we became restless, anxious. This is what happens when you indulge in any of the body forms of body consciousness. If you know all of these things, it's to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Yesterday Guruji Baba said, you have to make this life valuable because on this life everything rests. Baba said, you have lived this life as a hero actor. And you have lived with Brahma and you have lived with Saraswati, Brahma. All the 84 births. You have lived with them. You should have that intoxication. You are becoming blissful now because you have undergone all these things. You know everything. You know the horoscope. So these are all the things Baba said about to be spinner of the discourse of self-realization or Sudarshan Chakradhari. The second part of the Murli is about Madhavan. To become Madhavan Nivasi means to become recipient of Madhavan means you become embodiment of remembrance, Priti Swarup. You become Madani Swarup. To enter the gates of Madhavan. To enter the gates of Madhavan, you gain, you earn, you attain fortune for, you attain blessing for all the time. And another thing Baba says is about when you become the embodiment of completed stage, you start dancing and singing. This is the actually the real form of this sannyas. You make others dance. Suppose somebody is dancing and that person is dancing so enthusiastically, all of a sudden you also start moving your hand. You also start dancing. So when you dance, this is the dance of the mind. First Murli of last season. This is mind dance. This is not that just an outside dance that those people can do. Our dance has to do something with the soul. This is spiritual dance. This is the dance of ecstasy. This is the dance of joy. This is the spiritual dance. This is the dance of melody. Dance and sing. Sing praises of the Lord. Sing praises of God. So singing and dancing. That is. And the last point is to become Mahadani or great donor is to give others chance. Just as Indians were given chance, that's why you came. Now you give chance to others. To have, to experience your happiness in the happiness of others. To make them go ahead, to become great donor. So this is the crux of yesterday's Ajit Murli, second part, where Baba focused on becoming Sudarshan Chakradhari. So, churn on this more and more, more and more. How can I become Sudarshan Chakradhari? And seeing oneself, all the births, and one more, yesterday night also I was talking, do a yoga drill. Now, I, the soul, am sitting here in the immortal throne, here. Now go back, previous birth, 83rd, then 2nd, 82nd, 81, 80, 79. Go back, like that. Sometimes in the male body, sometimes in the female body. Sometimes in the male body, sometimes in the female body. By that, consciousness of maleness or femaleness will go away. Otherwise, how will it go? When these sisters, dadis came in Gyan, how Baba worked on getting and helping them in getting rid of that feminine nature? You are not females. Femininity. It is ingrained. Baba told you to practice, get rid of this femaleness, femininity. So, Vishnu Swarup, right. So, I, the soul, I am in this birth, I am sitting here. Next previous birth, I was in female body. In the previous birth, I was again in male body. Male, female. Male, female. In that way, until here. And from here, jump to Karnam. And then come back again and then do the drill again. So, doing this drill again and again. So, Baba said, this picture is not for just for knowledge. This is the picture, this is the horoscope. This is the picture of your horoscope. It is not about just about explaining knowledge to others. But when you see this, you do yoga on this only. You do meditation on this chart only, on this sphere, this stairs. This thing going up, coming down. So that helps us to get rid of body consciousness. So this is in short, in nutshell, about yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.